This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time to bring you another sunny hour of conversation. Hi, I'm Doug Steff, and this is the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer Horn, V for Victoria Keelan, and Kara doesn't have a letter, but it's okay, because she is the focus of our attention, because without her, there'd be lots of dead air. I'm pushing those green buttons and the yellow buttons in our studio in Washington. All right, so Jennifer is in California. I don't know if we've got something that's exclusive. There's always some good stuff in California that sometimes you lead with. Where are we going in this hour with you, Jennifer?
Well, I thought we'd have a little bit of fun. There's a lot of serious stuff going on out there, right? And I noticed that Jay Leno was trending, and I was always a big fan of Jay Leno. I know, yeah. I think you were too, weren't you, Dougie?
Yeah, absolutely. Still am.
Yeah, it's me too. He's still around very much. I don't want to start any false rumors.
Jay Leno's Garage is a great show on CNBC. Fun.
I actually got to go to the garage and do a tour. It was really fun. Not to brag, it's the first time I saw a 3D printer, because he has one there for car parts, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But Jay Leno this week said he doesn't miss hosting a late night show, and he lamented that, quote, everyone has to know your politics during an interview that he did with NBC's Al Roker. They have this little get together, and Al Roker asked if he missed being on a show, or is it such a different time? Would it be hard to do? And he said, no, it is different. I don't miss it. He said, everything now is if people don't like your politics, everyone has to know your politics, essentially. And then he went on to say, quote, I kind of use Johnny's model. People couldn't figure out, well, you and your Republican friends, or, well, Mr. Leno, you and your Democratic buddies, he'd get hate mail from both sides equally, he said, which is what he misses. And, you know, that just got me thinking a little bit about the current crop of late night hosts and how, like, for instance, Stephen Colbert is almost a stop on people's political tours, essentially. They announce on his show, they all have to stop in. It's all go get him against Trump. And I'm not, and this isn't about me liking Trump or not liking Trump. This is just about how politicized late night shows have really become. And I think there is something to what Jay said, where you always kind of had to guess, is he a Democrat? Is he a Republican? Because he used to make fun of everybody equally. And that was kind of a good day, I think. I miss it for sure.
Remember I told you the story, not to trip over names, but as you know, you and your father and I got to know Ed McMahon pretty well late in life. Last 8 or 10 years of his life, I visited with him at his home, and we just had a fun, good relationship. And one of the things he told me the story about doing, he arranged Richard Nixon's second inauguration. He was the guy who put everybody together. Put them together. He was asked by Nixon because Nixon thought, or whoever Nixon's operatives were, that the Tonight Show was so huge in that era, in the 70s, and everybody associated with it had huge careers on their own, from Johnny to Ed to Doc Severinsen. So anyway, he said, I got a call right after the election from Nixon's people, and they wanted me to put together the inauguration, the ball, and get all the talent and bring my friends and people that were on the Tonight Show to entertain. And he said they didn't know what my politics were. Matter of fact, his daughter Claudia, who had some time with you guys as well at CRN, Jennifer, she and I were friends, and she said you wouldn't believe what my father's politics were. You would be, people, if they knew what my father's politics were. But I never knew, and I never really asked him. I had my suspicions, or not suspicions, but I had my idea, but I knew it was a topic that was off the table. He never wanted to talk about it. And as you're suggesting, Jay said the same thing about Johnny. And one of the things that Ed said to me is, I want to sell Alpo to everyone. And think about that for a second. In this era where there have been advertisers who boycotted, let's say, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or any... Most people on the right who are national spokespeople have felt, this is one of the things we were actually talking about at this talk radio convention I went to last Thursday and Friday. Jennifer and I were both there. And one of the things that came up in one of the sessions was the continuing boycott of right-wing hosts. Those boycotts were never aimed at the left-wing hosts. Never. And so I get back around to this television, this thing you're talking about, Colbert, who I think is an obnoxious SOB. I've never liked him since the days before he was on. He's just so smug. Opinions are one thing, but the way you, obviously CBS thought there was an audience for it, but remember the late night shows all have half the audience. If even that.
Well, every show has half the audience it used to have. People cut the cord. They don't watch live TV anymore.
Well, that may be one of the reasons, Victoria, but another one of the reasons is you won't find anybody who's right of center for the most part. And I'm not even right of center in the sense that I'm a politico, but I find both Kimmel. I can stomach Kimmel for a while. I can't spend a second with Colbert. Fallon is a useless waste of time because he's not funny. I don't know that you know much about his politics, but it's just it's from a business model, and that's purely what I'm talking about here. It doesn't make any sense to tell half the audience to go away. We don't want your business. If I were an advertiser and I were paying the rates that some of these guys are paying, a couple hundred thousand bucks for a 30-second spot on these shows, I don't know that I'd do it because is it worth it? You know, you're getting ears and you're getting eyes. But that's the thing that the salespeople have to argue with every day. I just think it's bad business. Anyway, Jay Leno is, I think, a fabulous talent. A lot of fun. He always was. And he's every bit, having been around him three or four times. Jennifer, I think you've been around him. He is just the same off the air as he is on the air. He's just exactly what you see with Jay is what you get. That wasn't the case with Carson. It was pretty much the case with Ed. Why do they have to be anything other? You're not watching them for their private lives.
It's like we now have to know what people's political leaning is before we can give them any credibility. And that happens on both sides of the aisle. Okay, oh, that's a Republican, I can listen. Oh, that's a Democrat, I can listen. We got to get past that. It's really too bad because late night used to be so much fun, and now it's just an extension of what everybody lives through during the day with the news cycle.
Yeah, and it's not a good way to go to sleep. Because before you go to sleep, what you last read or hear or see is what sets the tone for your subconscious. And your subconscious is what sets the tone for how well you will sleep. If you've watched the news or some awfully violent movie or something on television, that's the tone that's set. That's what's the image in your mind when you go to sleep. And oftentimes that's the cause, whether you know it or not, of not getting a good night's rest. That stuff is, your mind is so powerful. And the vision or the audio part of it that is what gets into your head, your subconscious mind, really does predicate how well you're going to sleep. So something to think about as you end your days. But that's not what you're doing now for the most part. People listening to us are starting their day, and we're happy about that. 14 after the hour on the DJV program.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on. Let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours, too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So a couple of names in the news here on the DJV program. Paul Collins. None of you are going to know who this person is. He's a probation officer in the district court here in Massachusetts. Yesterday, he was found guilty of gun trafficking. Listen to what this... This gets to the very heart and soul of our system and how it works, and how corruption... Everybody this week is talking about the corruption in the college admission policy with some of these big-name stars and stuff and what they've done in the name of their children. Well, this guy started out his career as a highly decorated soldier. He got a job in the district court as a probation officer, and he's been doing it for a number of years. Apparently, over these years, he has taken guns that were turned into the court and filed off the serial numbers on them and traded them to criminals for drugs, which he would then go sell. Lovely. The most recent incident, lady named Andrea Fazio, who is somebody who's in and out of jail all the time, he met her in court. He gave her a handgun last May, and that's when apparently he got the attention of some of the local constabularies, and they were watching who was doing what with whom. And he told police the gun had been stolen when it came up in an investigation. Yeah, it was stolen by him. And he's trading them to people, mostly women, for drugs, and then he sells them. Amazing, huh? He sells them to other people who are in the system for whom he is responsible as a probation officer. Lovely. What a great system. Also name in the news, Kim Kardashian. Making sure one man who was recently released from jail will have a roof over his head. This is kind of an interesting story. Matthew Charles served 20 years of his 35-year sentence for a nonviolent drug and weapons charge. Was the first to be released under new prison reform law. He had his housing application denied because he was a felon. So Kardashian heard the story, wanted to do what she could, so she's going to pay his rent for 5 years. Charles was able to start the process of getting back on his feet by getting a vehicle, staying with friends, but to prison record, he had a hard time finding a place of his own. So she reached out to him and helped him find a stable place to live. I think this is a fabulous story. And it does tell you also the vagaries of our... I don't know what the guy went to jail for.
How do you get a 35-year sentence for a nonviolent drug and
that's
weapon
the question.
Charge?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Just...
I'm betting the guy's black.
Why, this kind of stuff is really important.
Yeah, sure is.
And the public
knowing
it is.
And good for her for championing it, by the way. Yeah. We say a lot about them.
Yeah, right. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Sounds like Dolly, but it isn't.
You ain't missing nothing.
You ain't missing nothing. There you go. This is the end of our English class, Victoria.
Come on, Dougie.
Ain't missing nothing.
I make exceptions for music.
Do you? Miranda Lambert here. She's part of the crop of the Academy Country Music Awards Group, 54th annual awards, returning to Vegas on the 7th of next month with the first round of performances announced. Should be a pretty good evening. Miranda Lambert singing with Reba and George Strait to be on the stage of the MGM Grand in Vegas, along with lots of other superstars. Brothers Osborne, Kane Brown, Little Big Town, Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton also serving as performers through the show. I think last week we were talking about Jason Aldean performing during the telecast, and other performers are being announced as things get closer to the show itself. Stapleton, who leads with Dan and Shay, with 6 nominations at the award show, recognized in the Male Artist, Album, Song, and Entertainer of the Year categories. The Brothers Osborne have 4 nominations, including Duo Performance, Video, Music Event of the Year, and Reba is the host. She hosted the show 14 times over the past, 20 years or so. Last year, she was back after a 5-year hiatus. They want her back again today, this year. The show is on April 7th on CBS for 3 hours. Is that a Sunday night, the 7th? Probably a Sunday night, isn't it? Those shows
usually they're on Sunday night.
Yeah, usually.
Right. Yep. So there you go. If you like that, you dig that. I know where Jennifer will be that night. That's
for sure. You got that right.
Yep, got all the girls there. Speaking of the ladies of the day singers, Britney Spears has been in the news lately. We were talking about her father's no longer her conservator, so somebody else got to take care of her.
No, he is.
Money?
The
oh,
lawyer.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's the sole
guy,
one.
The
they had
around.
A lawyer, yeah, who isn't
okay,
anymore.
Yeah. All right, so now Britney in the musical news. Connected to theater owner James Niederlander, who apparently is well known, he announced he's producing a brand new musical, which is called Once Upon a More Time. Wait a minute, Once Upon One More Time? Is that, yeah, okay. He describes it as a jukebox musical featuring the songs of Britney Spears. Show scheduled for a brief run in Chicago this fall, then trying to transfer to Broadway. So this is not like a lot of jukebox musicals. The new production will not follow her life and times. Instead, the show will use her music to revise some fairy tales. The show's plot is based on classic storybook princesses like Snow White and Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and others, some more who ditched their copies of Grimm's fairy tales to read Betty Friedan's classic feminist manifesto, The Feminine Mystique. Spears already involved in the program, having gotten one of the several readings that have taken place before the show begins its development workshop next month. So what do we think of this?
This is going to be a massive
music.
Hit. Oh, God, yeah. This is going to be sold out. Everyone's going to, this is going to be a huge, huge hit.
She's still got it.
Yep.
But
she's not going to be in it, but
that's what I was asking.
Yeah, it's just her music, but that's the kind of stuff that is working on Broadway. Everybody wants a jukebox musical.
Yep.
They just want to go and recognize all the music. There
and
are no
vintage.
New songs written. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, here they are. Ain't Too Proud, Beautiful, The Cher Show, all of them. Moulin Rouge, Tina, Jagged Little Pill is all scheduled to be on Broadway. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of music movies out on stars like now that Elton John and some of these others. You'll see a Frank Sinatra movie, I'm betting, before too long. Some of these others from that era. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even before his attorney could comment on his new 3.5-year sentence, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was indicted on 16 counts of fraud and conspiracy in New York. WCBS-TV's Peter Haskell reports.
Prosecutors claim Manafort pocketed millions of dollars by giving banks phony documents. It seems likely Manafort's attorney will argue he already faced these charges in federal court. Rebecca Royfe teaches at New York Law and is a former assistant DA in Manhattan.
I am fairly sure that the DA's office has also analyzed the facts carefully and has a good argument, at least, that these charges aren't covered by double jeopardy.
Royfe believes Manafort signaled to the president his interest in a pardon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 148, the S&P 500 up 19, and the NASDAQ up 52 points. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left.
Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Nobody does anything until you hear what's going on. It's the DJV program. It's the place to go when you want to find out what's going on and how it may affect you. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria will take us around the world or into your backyard. Which is it?
Well, how about just going to some car lots? Because we've got a car story that's trending.
Car.
And it's not, it's not great news, actually. The Kelley Blue Book there's a Gas Buddy. It's an app that people use, a travel app. They got together to assess how long certain models of cars sit on a lot before they're sold. And not surprising, there are very few, there are really no SUVs on this list, but there are, there's one SUV on the list, but mostly it's sedans. And as we know, GM has stopped producing most of their sedans. Ford also has moved away from sedans. They're only going to make their pickup truck and SUVs. A lot of other companies have been moving in that direction because that's really where the consumer demand is. And so, this list, in the number one car that sits on the lot the longest is the Mitsubishi Lancer. And, of course, it's a sedan, and it stays on a lot an average of 195 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's half a year.
Yep.
Half a year.
In 2018, they only sold 3,350 of these cars. So you can definitely see the trend of where consumers want
to
go. They really
just going
gas
to any
prices
parking
are
lot.
Okay. Yeah.
Look in the parking lots, and it's all SUVs of different designs, shapes, and stuff. But SUVs, man, they've got it.
Yep, and
most
so...
people are, well, go around the room here. Everybody except Kara drives an SUV here, right?
Yep.
I have one.
Yep.
Jennifer,
yep.
You drive one.
I
Victoria,
do.
You're driving one. Yeah.
Yeah, I only drive SUVs. I'm just not a sedan. I'm not a car fan. But
I'm not either. I haven't had a car for... I had an old Mercedes I drove around for a while a few years ago, but I've had SUVs. But I started in the 70s driving those Jimmys and the comparable GMC, whatever it's turned into. This now they call it something else, but whatever. And then the Wagoneers and now the Range Rovers. I don't want to be low to the ground. I think that's part of it, but there's so much more room.
Mm-hmm.
You can do more with them, I think, and that's what they, it's kind of how they sell them too, isn't it?
Yeah, more comfortable. Yeah, and it's more comfortable. It's a lot of people perceive them to be, well, and they are safer because you are up higher, and if you're in an SUV and you're going to collide with another vehicle, you're probably going to be okay. But it's interesting, some of the higher end cars too are even suffering. Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Volvo. The number three on list, the Volvo 60 series, is which the car starts at $35,000. That sits on a lot an average of 177 days. And so it's really the...
I never see Volvos driving around anymore.
That's see Volvo wagons.
I see Volvo SUVs.
Yeah.
I see the SUVs, Fiat is having a really bad time. They just can't, you know, they came out with those little cars, and now they just can't move them. Mini Coopers, same thing. Mini Coopers are just sitting. No one wants them anymore. They were kind of a fad a few years ago.
They were.
The Mercedes-Benz E-Class, which I think is like the mid-range, right? The E-Class starts at $53,000. That sits on a lot, an average of 156 days. So the list just, you know, goes from there. Even the Jaguar XJ, that sits on a lot for 146 days. They only sold 1,500 of them in 2018.
The Jag's way behind. They've got a real problem with Jaguars because there's nothing special about them anymore. I'll tell you the one thing that is, you look around and see who's driving what. It's very interesting to not only the SUV stuff, but pickup trucks and who's buying pickup trucks. A lot of single women are buying pickup trucks.
Really?
Yeah. It's very interesting. Also, here's a related item that focuses on aggressive drivers. Think about how you drive. There's a new study that sort of may, for some of us, settle the debate over which city has the most aggressive drivers. The app is Gas Buddy, 70 million downloads. They analyzed a lot of data from optional features that help users track their driving habits. So this is, what they're trying to do is help you save money, save gas, save fuel. So this is in the USA Today Daily Briefing. An analysis assessing the frequency of speeding, hard braking, swift acceleration. How many of us do that? I'm certainly, I don't know about hard braking because I keep my eye on what's going on around me, but I am, I'm a pretty swift accelerator, if you know what I mean. 0 to 60.
That's a nice way of saying you've got a lead foot.
I have a heavy foot. So, 30 large metropolitan areas. Okay, where is the most aggressive driving in the country? You want to take a shot at this, Jen?
It would have to be L.A. or New York.
Yep. Number one is
I would guess New York LA. And then L.A. Yeah. second, but L.A.
L.A.'s not. I mean, New York's not even on the list because nobody drives in New York.
But the cab drivers alone should make up on the list.
Yeah,
and New York came in 23rd spot. That's
really?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
seems so
very
weird.
Surprising.
I've driven in New York, and it's not fun.
Yeah. So let's see. Who else? Let's see. Houston's 22. Washington's 20. Baltimore is 18, Chicago 16, Boston's 14, as far as aggressive drivers are concerned. Charlotte, number 11. Top 10, Vegas is 10. Austin, Texas, that's interesting, 9. Detroit, 8. Orlando, 7. San Diego, 6. San Francisco, 5. Atlanta, 4. Sacramento, 3. Philadelphia, 2. And L.A., number 1.
The only thing on that list that makes sense is Austin to me, and I guess Sacramento too.
Minneapolis is the least aggressive driving big city in the nation. Yeah, because nobody wants to be there. All right, in a moment we're going to deal with a problem that's growing, a health problem that's growing in our country with what we hope is an educational conversation up next here on the DJV Show.
And caller number 9. for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month, lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p plus. Using it up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming it up to 2 megabits per second. ADT prioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. This is a very serious conversation here we're about to have. For those of you especially who are smokers, the problems that smokers and people who have secondhand smoke, I think, are in this list as well. Lots of people every year are getting what they call pulmonary fibrosis. So we've invited Dr. David Lederer, who is Associate Professor of Medicine and Epidemiology at Columbia University Medical School, to talk about this problem, how he treats it, how people deal with it. He's the co-director of the New York Presbyterian Columbia University Medical Center's Interstitial Lung Disease Program. Am I pronouncing that, Dave, right? Interstitial?
Interstitial.
Interstitial.
Okay. Close enough. Interstitial.
All right. So this problem I come from a family. My mother died at the age of 50 of a COPD. This is this is in that category. Is it not, pulmonary fibrosis?
It is certainly related. COPD involves the walls of the air sacs in the lung, where the air sacs seem to wither away from smoking. And the opposite is pulmonary fibrosis, where instead of withering away, scar tissue builds up in the walls of those air sacs, and this disease can accelerate and progress over just a few years and become very serious and fatal for most people with the disease.
So is it mostly smoker-related, though? Is that really the focus of it, or being around things like coal dust?
But you're right on target. Smoking is a major risk factor. So is exposure to certain occupational elements, like working in a coal mine. That's a big one in certain parts of the country. There's also genetic factors, and even exposures within someone's home can be a risk factor. For example, having a lot of mold in your home could increase your risk.
Yeah. All right. So what is there a particular way that we can know whether we have this or not? How would one, without going to a doctor, perhaps understand that this may be a problem that they need to get diagnosed?
Yeah, well, we have a risk factor checklist that people can access on our website, which is aboutpf.org. And that checklist will help people understand whether or not they ought to be thinking about this disease. It certainly includes a list of symptoms. The major symptoms are dry cough that just won't go away, and breathlessness during exertion, walking up hills and walking upstairs. But there's also on that checklist some of these risk factors, like exposure to mold and things in the workplace and smoking. And if a bunch of those things line up, it's time to go see a doctor and see if you might have this condition.
Mm-hmm. So if you do have the condition, what's the hope for dealing with it, fixing it, getting away from it? What's the, now that we know what some of the signs are and how to get more info on the individual, what do they do if they have it?
We do have treatments. There are two treatments approved by the FDA that can help slow the progression of the disease. Now, unfortunately, these treatments don't reverse what's there, and they don't stop it dead in its tracks either. So one important thing is to get diagnosed early. Getting on therapy early can slow that disease down and really put the brakes on it. So early diagnosis, early identification of the disease, getting on treatment early are the bottom line.
What kind of a person do you go to a pulmonologist? Who do you go see? If you suspect you have this, what's the first call and to whom? You go to your general practitioner and he sends you or she sends you someplace?
Yeah, it's certainly okay to start with your primary care. They're going to, you know, help figure out whether it's lungs or heart or something else, but very quickly should get to a pulmonologist. And the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation, which is the leading advocacy and research organization in the country, has established care centers around the country. There are 60 care centers around the country, and you can find out more about those on our website, aboutpf.org.
What's the most promise, the most successful treat, maybe an individual patient that you've had that has come out of this and didn't suffer, because I would imagine this is life-shortening if you don't deal with it, if you don't come up with some some way of figuring out what it is, diagnosis or reversing, stopping smoking or, you know, stuff like that is the fix for a lot of problems. But have you had a patient that came around and followed your treatment and has had fabulous success?
Yeah, I have, and you're right, Doug. I mean, this is a disease that shortens our patients' lives. In addition to, you know, medications and using oxygen and exercise and all these wonderful things, the thing that's the light at the end of the tunnel for these patients is a lung transplant, and that can be an option for some people. Yeah.
All right. Go to the website aboutpf.org, aboutpf.org. For more information, Dr. David Lederer here on the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Time to get online with our pal Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. He has a fabulous routine every week going on stations all around the country and helping people with the questions they have about their dogs. It's caller-driven, lots of good stories from Warren's past, things that he's experiencing now. And I wanted to pay tribute. Warren and I were talking about his online store for his product, Hugs and Kisses, which is a, it's more than just vitamins and minerals for cats and dogs. There are all kinds of other things, treats that go with it. If you go to hugsandkisses.com, you'll find all the listing of the things that you can have. There are calming aids in there and allergy products and immune support for your dog, your cat. Joint health, very important for dogs especially, I think. Do cats have problems with joints like dogs do? I don't know enough about cats in that department. Warren,
yeah, absolutely. They do. The same problem. Arthritis, especially now that so many cats are overweight and obese, that a lot of joint problems, arthritis problems as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I was opening my package of Hugs and Kisses. Again, you can go to hugsandkisses.com and order these. This is about as good a combination of vitamins and minerals as you can find anywhere, everywhere, because Warren did the research himself to find out what ought to be included in these supplements. So find out more about it. Cats, dogs. He's actually wonderfully philanthropic. He doesn't talk much about it himself. But there is the, along with the Hugs and Kisses, there's a foundation that you set up to help with donations, obviously. Animals that are in need. Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. What sort of things are you? I think you said to me once that you never have any money because as soon as it comes in, people donate, you use it, and there are things you can go if you want to buy some things that are at the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. You can do that, pay $50 for donation. You get poopy bags and things like that, but the money goes to such worthwhile causes. So what do you do with the money, Warren?
Here's my feeling. As long as I have a dollar in the bank and there's a dog suffering or a cat suffering, I'm not doing my job. So as soon as the money comes in, it goes out. There's hundreds of large organizations. We see them advertising, and they're great organizations, and some of them do great work. However, the bottom line is the majority of rescue work and humane work in this country is done by small mom-and-pop organizations that have a garage sale once a week to raise $50 to spay and neuter a dog. So I realize that these are the organizations that need the money. So what often happens, we raise money via the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, and then we donate that money, you know, $500 here, $300 here. We just donated $500 to a company. No one ever heard of this, but they rescued all the goats during the wildfires here in California. And they had them all on this farm. They couldn't afford to feed them. They didn't know what to do with them. So we donated $500 to them. They're taking care of the goats. We donated another $300 to a group in Detroit that needed to fix a transmission on their truck to take cats to get spayed and neutered. So those are the small mom-and-pop organizations. As long as they're, you know, a charity, those are the organizations we donate to. So the bottom line is we don't keep money in the bank. As soon as it comes in, it goes out because that's where it should be.
All right. So you can find that at hugsandkisses.com. Also in the packet, I saw something about Delta Rescue, which is typical of some of these rescue organizations around. There are many of them around the country. So why necessarily Delta? What has your experience been with them?
Delta is different. Delta is not really as much as a rescue as a sanctuary. What they have over 1,500 animals there. I just had lunch with Leo, the guy who runs it. I've known Leo for over 35 years.
Leo Grillo.
What he does is he goes into the deserts, the forests, all across the country, and he grabs these animals that have been abandoned and whatever, never just treated horribly, and he has his sanctuary in right here in Southern California, about 50 miles away from where I am, and the animals stay there for life, and there's a veterinarian on staff, and there's incredible staff. He has horses, a couple of pigs, dogs, and they stay there for life. It's actually a sanctuary because a lot of these dogs are dogs and cats that no one would want, no one would ever adopt. They're, you know, they've never been socialized, and they live out their lives there in a great way. That's why I'm such a big supporter of Delta Rescue.
All right, and it's deltarescue.org.
Deltarescue.org.
It stands for Dedication and Everlasting Love to Animals, deltarescue.org. You were talking about cats being obese. There's a survey out this week suggesting most cats and dogs are obese. 59% of cats, 55% of dogs, the stat is, or overweight. So why are people not seeing what they're doing to their dogs? Cats.
Sometimes they don't understand. You know, they assume food is love, and what often is they want their dog or cat to do something, they give it a piece of food for this rather than a hug and a kiss. It's interesting that 24% increase over the last 8 years in obesity between dogs and cats. So it's increased tremendously, and the same problems we have, diabetes and joints and all those, affect our pets just like us. So keep them at a good, healthy weight. Just common sense.
Make sure that the stuff you give them, the treats, for example, only have like 10 calories per serving.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.